God created us human beings to relate to one another. It was not in the mind of God that man would live in isolation or isolationism or individualism. So he wanted that man would really relate with one another. And this is true with a saying, I don't know if you have heard this, no man is an island. In other words, we are created really to relate to one another. But speaking of relationship, especially in marriage, the covenant relationship is what is being emphasized in our readings today. Because this covenant relationship is not just a peripheral kind of relationship. It is a deeper kind of relationship. In our first reading, God saw Adam, the first man whom he created. And he observed that Adam in the Garden of Eden was... Oh, you're not attentive to the reading. Sorry. Was lonely because he was alone there. And so what did God do? He created animals with in mind that these animals would make Adam happy. But Adam did not find a suitable, take note of the word, suitable partner with the animals that God had created to be with him. He saw that Adam was still lonely in spite of the animals. We have just blessed the dogs a while ago. So the dogs was not actually a, sorry to say, it's not side, just a side comment, was not a suitable partner for human beings. So what did God do? He cast a deep sleep on Adam and took one of his ribs and formed it into a woman. Take note, my dear brothers and sisters, that God did not take the bones from the palm, from the hands of Adam, or the bones from his knees or his legs. You know what was the reason? Because, and he took the bone from the ribs. You know what is the explanation? So that man would not spunk his wife. And that man would not kick his wife. But rather from the ribs. You know where ribs are found? It is near the heart. And so the meaning of that is man has to love his wife. Husband should love his wife. Does it make sense? Anyway, the brothers and sisters. So here, God made marriage from the very beginning a covenant relationship between a man and a woman. And then when Adam saw that there was man, he said, oh, here is a bone from my bone and a flesh from my flesh. So in other words, this woman is what is a suitable partner for the man. So wife is the suitable partner for the husband. So here, God created marriage in the very first place to be divine. For people who see marriage just as a human creation, human activity, look at Genesis. When God created man and woman and joined them in marriage, in a covenant relationship. Take note, we are created to become a covenanted people. The letter to the Hebrews presented to us a special covenant relationship, and it mentions Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had a special covenant relationship with the Father. In what sense? That Jesus had that special covenant relationship with the Father in being obedient to His will. And that obedience led Him to death. So it's not an obedience that just springs from His mouth. It is obedience through action. Jesus' yes to the Father is the core of that covenant that He made with the Father. Yes, Father, I will do only what You will. So that is the basis for Jesus' covenant relationship with His Father. His being obedient to the Father. You know, Jesus did not only have that covenant relationship with the Father, and that is actually the base of His relationship with us, human beings. In Jesus' suffering, He perfected that relationship with us. So, when we see Jesus on the crucifix, it is His covenant with us that He was able, or He did embrace our human condition. When He took flesh, when He became man, He embraced every human condition. He got tired, He was hungry, He was every human condition, with the exception that He did not sin. So this is His special relationship with us. And so this is the reason why He is able to intercede for us, to pray for us, and to embrace death for us, just to show how that relationship would really grow. This should be the basis of the relationship between a husband and a wife in marriage. You know, a lot of couples say, when you ask them, do you really love each other? Yes, Father. Now, my follow-up question is, are you, since you love each other, my follow-up question is, are you ready to sacrifice and to die for the other? Oh, no, Father. That is not included in our agreement. I don't want to die for him, for her. I don't want to sacrifice for him and for her. That is the problem, my dear brothers and sisters. Remember that your marriage, your covenant relationship, is a reflection of that covenant relationship that Jesus had with us. We are considered the church, the people of God. We are considered as the wife of Jesus Christ. Remember how He died on the cross. So for a love to be a genuine and true love, there cannot but be an element of sacrifice, an element of dying to oneself in order that the other would grow. The Pharisees in our gospel today tested Jesus on divorce. I don't want to talk about divorce. I might receive a lot of emails. And I am allergic to emails anymore, my dear brothers and sisters. But I cannot but talk about it because this is our gospel today. Please take note that it is not my teaching. This is the teaching of Jesus Christ. Isn't it? I'm just relaying it to you. So the Pharisees said to Jesus, why is it that Moses allowed divorce, allowed the writing of a decree on divorce? And Jesus' answer was, because of stubbornness of heart, hardness of heart. You know, during those time, my dear brothers and sisters, what does that mean, hardness of heart? That means you are not close to the will of, you are not open, rather, to the will of God. You become so selfish. You know, during those times, an example of hardness of heart is when a wife could not cook well for her husband, then her husband could write a decree of divorce. What a silly reason. Just imagine, your wife could not cook well for your dinner, and then the husband would say, "Oh, I divorce you." But Jesus said, remember that there is a continuation on the part of Jesus, but it was not so. He clarified it with the Pharisees. It was not so, because from the beginning, Jesus said, God made them male and female. And from this time on, the husband would leave his father and mother and would cling to his wife. And the two shall become one. One in mind, one in heart, and even one in body and in spirit. This is the union of marriage, the covenant of marriage, that from the very beginning is in the mind of God. Let us always remember, my dear brothers and sisters, that marriage, first and foremost, is a divine institution. It is not just a human activity, a human agreement. Please remember the word covenant. So, husband and wife, please review your covenant relationship after this Mass. Am I ready to die for you just like Jesus did? So from now on, yes, darling, honey, I'm ready to die for you, because Jesus, after all, died for us. And his relationship with his people is the basis of our relationship, the covenant relationship as husband and wife. Again, I repeat, I don't want to talk about divorce, but the beauty of marriage.